Hi, everyone. Welcome to our show. I'm Bobby Elias. Let's create a better world. This month, we're delving into our second theme, which is healthy aging. We've got a great holistic doctor on the show early today. And the second half of the show, we're going to talk about how aging, we can overcome obstacles and what we can do, how we can live. Some really great tips and information for our second guest. Our second guest will be Stefan Rudolph, been on before. Our first guest also has been on before, and that's Dr. Wren. So let me introduce her. Well, first, let me make a couple announcements. Next week, we have a super show on. Dr. Joyce Johnson, renowned speaker, author, lecturer all over the country. Hey, she's going to speak about telomeres and longevity, and she's got some great information on that, telling us there are ways to test and find out how much longer you can live and if you have an upcoming disease, as well as more on telomeres and why they're so important for your aging process. All right, let me introduce our first guest, Dr. Wren. She's called America's Holistic Sweetheart. She's a great holistic doctor, radio host of, host of the first holistic TV show, and she's with Public Access in New Jersey. She's a New Jersey girl, I should say young lady. All right, welcome to the show, Dr. Wren. I know you're in a place where it's hard to, not as clear because you're running around. I understand that. So just speak as loud and clear as you can. No problem. We understand that. I've done it before myself.
Well, you know me. I'm always holistic health crusading. Right now I'm in New York City, which isn't the quietest. I believe the very first time I was on your radio show, I was holistic health crusading in California, in Penga Canyon, and we caught up again right. The second time I was in Las Vegas, but now I'm on my home coast.
You really make the rounds, don't you? I know you're extraordinarily busy, and I really admire you. That's why you're on the show again. So let's talk about, give a little background on yourself, and then I'll ask you the first question, if you could, please.
Well, a little background on myself is I'm a holistic health advocate, and as you mentioned, thank you very much for mentioning that I do host the first holistic lifestyle television show on Public Access in my home state of Old Sweet, New Jersey. And I'm just kind of, marching the beat of my passion here, and it's brought me till now.
Great. Wonderful. Next question is, if you could, let's talk about holistic health and aging. You heard I'm going to have a real big show next week. A lady's going to be on for the whole hour. She's world famous and well known. Aging, let's talk about some, I know one thing I like about you, because I know I've asked you before, and I have a gentleman that has a major problem, a heart problem, and you said all you got to do is go to your website and look at and check out the videos. Why don't you at this time give out your website, tell us a little more about it, and how people can help themselves with those videos, please.
Great, yeah. So my website is LorenLorino.com, and off of that you can access all of my social media sites and my newer YouTube channel, which is Dr. Wren Holistic America. And we do put up different holistic health tips of the day and focus on, different causes, like you were talking about, that affect people, different common causes that affect people. And hopefully the video's intention is to inspire and empower them to find more natural ways to, hopefully prevent again the Big Bang.
Right. Good, good. Well, this show, our second theme is healthy aging. We're doing a lot of that this month, as I said earlier. And I would like to get your take on aging and what are some of the significant or new things or just advice you have for people that are aging, people over 50, for example.
Well, Bobby, you just opened up a can of worms with me. Because that I'm a longevity enthusiast. And
yes.
They call me Doc Star, so I'm going to sing it to you.
Okay.
In the midnight hour, she cries, MOA, MOA, MOA. And MOA is an acronym for meditation, oxygenation, alkalinization, and hydration. And I believe that applies to not only the over 50 crowd, but everybody.
Good. Yes, that's wonderful. Okay, so let's get into aging a little, or any other health item that you want to talk about. The show, you have the forum. Go right ahead. I won't interrupt you. You have at least 6 or 7 minutes. And then, by the way, for those that just tuning in, this is Dr. Ren. She's America's holistic sweetheart, and she's a host of the first holistic TV show on public access TV. She's in New Jersey. And let's talk about aging, health, and anything else that you want to talk about. The forum is yours.
Well, you know, you say aging and just becoming more wiser is inevitable. And I think the key, especially with a holistic perspective, is to enjoy life. The key to life is to enjoy life. And, you know, holism is based on the trinity of the body, mind, and spirit, and the balance of those three elements. So, you know, there's many different factors that would make up what is right for that person to achieve their goal. And in this case, that would be what anti-aging or reversing aging or longevity. So when I work with people, I really take a very individualized approach. And always remind people that we're human and we wax and wane through different stages and, you know, different life circumstances where, you know, we might have to switch some things up. And I find that that part of holistic health is what makes it beautiful and fun.
Good. You know, the email we sent you from Stuart Hassel, one of our producers, gave you some information, but Stuart himself has some problems, and I'm glad you told me that he could look up any questions he has on your videos. A little more explanation of which videos you have and a little more about that for now, if you could, please.
Well, I do have a video up that talks about the health benefits, the supposed health benefits of capsaicin, which I learned from Professor Philip Fritchie when I was studying naturopathy. And they say supposedly capsaicin can help to prevent heart attack, stroke, and hemorrhaging on the spot. So one particular video, now I personally never tried it on the spot for someone having a heart attack or a stroke, but on the video I show myself stopping the severe nosebleed by using capsaicin in a liquid tincture form. And sometimes I've even been out with friends of mine at, say, a restaurant where I don't have access or forgot my tinctures. I typically am armed with my little natural health arsenal or first aid kit. I can recall specifically a time where we were eating out in New York City, and my nose started bleeding at the table there. So I remembered that capsaicin is a primary ingredient in hot sauce. And I asked the waiter to bring me some hot sauce and went into the bathroom and was able to alleviate it right then and there. Actually, that wasn't the first time. When I used to, in my former life, work as a compliance officer for the state on camera, we had to do an incident report. Same thing. I got a severe bloody nose and was able to stop it right on the spot on camera with hot sauce from the employee's fridge. So just doing some research on that, I would suggest that people maybe look up some of the additional health benefits to one of my favorite herbs, and that's capsaicin, for it, you know, circulation, it's great for circulation and other things, but look it up, maybe keep some on you at all times, and keep that in mind if you're ever in an emergency situation that might involve a heart attack, stroke, or severe bleeding.
Okay, that was a question that someone else asked me to ask you, and Gary Null spoke about it a few days ago, and he gave out a protocol, the cayenne and a few other things, that if somebody should carry certain things with them, certain supplements with them, and if they should feel a heart attack maybe coming on, to take a few supplements. And I have
a
list here someplace.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, I'm glad you pointed out the fact that if you feel a heart attack coming on, because from my research, what I've come across is reports that if it is not a true heart attack and you administer the capsaicin, that it burns. But if it's a true heart attack, supposedly when you take it and it helps to alleviate what's happening, you don't realize that it's got the heat to it. So that's how to tell if it's just agita versus, you know, the real deal.
Wow, that's good. Okay, let's talk about women and men over 40, over 50, supposedly aging. And a question for women. What do you find out, or give us your take on what seems to be the most big, the biggest problem for women at that age level? And what do you find, what do you see, and what do you advise them to do? I know that's a big question, but try your best.
You know, I always recommend to do the different hormone panels to really just keep an eye on those. I mean, at any age, but especially around that age where you might go into some premature menopause. And I also quarterly always do hair mineral analysis to kind of see what my, like a 3-month metabolic profile looks like on someone, what sort of minerals that they're over-assimilating, depleted in, some toxic elements, which can also, the patterns in that could indicate, you know, what potential disasters might occur if we don't work to nutritionally reverse that. But definitely women's health over 40, I would, you know, keep on top of what my hormone levels look like. Wellness centers offer that panel, and I use a progesterone-based essential oil. Even now, I just turned 33, but I use that now, and I switch it up where I apply it to every day. I put a little teeny drop either like on my neck or in my arms. You know, MSM lotions and creams are great. But I always advise that please make certain that you consult with a natural health care professional instead of just playing Russian roulette with your supplements and your creams and things like that. Because the thing that kind of, you know, you see all the time on TV and stuff that, you know, this person recommends this and the next day it's completely sold out of a natural health store. But not everything is everybody's medicine. So we need to have some sort of way to, you know, see if that's what's going to be right for you at that time.
Wow. Yeah, so good, good. All right, we had a guest on a few weeks ago that we talked about how in this country everything's getting worse. Cancer is now 1 out of 3, and pretty soon it'll be 1 out of 2 people that contract some form of cancer. And then there's all the other things are getting worse, diabetes, Alzheimer's, strokes, everything. All the major diseases are getting worse. But here's a question for you and the prostate. We have a lot of gentlemen ask me, and we've discussed it before on other shows, but I'd like to get your take on, for any man, and believe it or not, some men are now starting to get in their 30s, but 40s, 50s, and above, men definitely, a lot of men are getting it. A prostate problem, what, besides your videos, which we have somebody, I already told him to look at the videos, and he will, but any thoughts on that, please?
Yeah, I mean, everything that you're specifically pinpointing, comes down to lifestyle. You know,
right.
If you live a balanced lifestyle, hopefully you won't end up with an enlarged prostate and have to have them go poking and prodding in there. And again, not that I don't like giving Band-Aid fixes or quick fixes, but just like an overall preventative, you know, potential preventative for cancer in general is chaga tea, for instance. Saturate yourself with different natural remedies that would hopefully be preventative against any type of cancer overall. And in this case, it'd be saturating yourself with chaga tea, drinking it all day, every day.
Right. That's great. Yeah. And so a lot of men are complaining about that and they're getting older, but I agree with you on the lifestyle. In fact, on this show, I'll tell you what we usually talk about, a number of things, but the diet, what they eat first, secondly, exercise of any kind, period, just to move the body and sweat and get your heart to beat. And then also the positive thinking. If people stay away from toxicity and bad thoughts and be grateful for what they
have. That's what I implied by in my little silly tune I sang for you, the first thing being meditation. meditation over medication. It starts in the mind. We are what we think. Our thoughts become reality.
Beautiful. Yes. And people that have sleeping problems, we talk about how maybe soft music, don't eat anything late. Be light with your food and stay away from TVs and cell phones and computers and anything. Just calm down to the last hour and soft music and just meditate, like you said. And meditate, even if you're busy, you can't do it, do 5 minutes, but better do 15 or 30 minutes of quiet meditation. What can you give us your thoughts? I mean, I've done it before on this show. What would you suggest they do for meditation, or how they breathe, et cetera?
So this is something silly because I come from an area where everything's go. You know, that's my life. And I always say that I'm in a constant state of meditation. So I'm in a constant state of meditation. I'm walking down Lexington Avenue right now, but I'm meditating. Even on my phone with you, I'm somewhat multitasking because, like you said, how your thoughts become your reality, thoughts become whatever, that's putting me in that state of, you know, maybe that is what I'm creating as I'm walking down the street. So I don't want to hear it from anybody. Oh, I can't meditate. I can't sit there, in a lotus position for, you know, 3.5 hours and, you know, all many passing home away. So it just, again, this is very, the holistic lifestyle, it's really a individual, you know, place. We have to find the place for the individual to start. You know, how is that going to work in their life or whatever?
Right. Well, at least we've got about six or seven minutes to go. Go ahead. You had something else to say?
No, that's okay.
Okay. We've got about 6 or 7 minutes to go. I wanted to do a couple things here. We let our listeners know that I'm speaking to Dr. Wren. He's America's holistic sweetheart and a host of the first holistic TV show. It's on public access radio TV, and that's in New York, in New Jersey. She's very, very much a great holistic teacher. She's been on this show a few times, and I admire her. She's young, 33 years old, you said, but she's out there doing everything. She's going to all kinds of conferences. Like she said, she's been on the show 2 other times. Now she's in New York. Previously, she was in Vegas. And then previous to that, she was in Southern California at Earth Day Festival of all places.
I'll actually be in Santo Domingo the first week of September. We're attending the Environmental Film Fest there in support of a documentary called Planetary. And I'll be working down there at a school with Children's International with some underprivileged children the week before the film festival. I have some cartoon characters that help me teach nutrition to children. We'll be passing out worksheets and, you know, organic hats with the Planetary Flower of Life. So, yeah, I'm all over.
Wow. Man, that is good. You got good energy, too. I mean, I'm known for having energy, and I can tell when I like that. I like to see somebody like yourself. Yes.
It's learning how to tap into that unlimited potential, that unlimited place of energy or renergy. And lifestyle has a lot to do with it. The food we have a lot to do with it. Our thoughts have a lot to do with that. And I can't wait to see you again when I'm out in California in October.
That's right. We're going to meet there, and also we're going to see Marianne Williamson, who's been on the show before. David Wolf is doing the show. It's about women. It's going to be great, and we'll be talking about that. I'm going to interview either David Wolf or Marianne Williamson soon on this show to talk about that event. But anyway, we've only got a few minutes left. First of all, before I give you maybe a minute or two for last-minute thoughts, could you give your contact information slowly, please?
My contact information is LaurenLaurino.com, LaurenLaurino.com. There'll be links to all my social media off of that page. My blog is on that page. But I'm a big fan of Instagram. My handle is Dr. Ren on Instagram. On Facebook, it's facebook.com/Dr. Ren fan page. And on Twitter, I'm at Loren Laurino. So, and I love being interactive with you guys.
Right. That sounds great.
And all of you are always welcome to come on one of my holistic health crusades with me. And again, we're all over. And as you mentioned, and thank you Bobby, is that I MC some major health conferences as well as conscious music festivals. We just did the Farm Fest in New Jersey, Future of Art and Revolutionary Minds, and our headliners was Not Go Bear and Medicine for the People and the Luminaries and Papadocio, and I'm doing another one the first week of October called Luna Light Festival in Maryland, where I coordinated all the holistic workshops there, and it's the first time that they're opening up these holistic workshops, at least on the East Coast. I've done many in the Midwest, West Coast, where they're open to having, you know, yoga and Reiki and superfoods and all that kind of thing, but I'm so grateful to be able to make that impact here.
Good, good. There's a lot of shows. I want to communicate with you on that, either through email or phone, because if you ever in the West Coast, if you hear of any good shows in the West Coast, believe me, I'd be surprised if you know more health shows than I do, because I'm really into it. I go to every single health show, Earth Day, you name it. Anything with body, mind, spirit, the sacred music, sacred this and that, I do it all, and I'm really excited. I love it. Isn't it great?
So you want to be part of the Rentourage, Bobby? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe, yeah. We could talk about that. Let me call you
again.
All right,
you're
going
to have to wear one of my cute little green T-shirts then.
Good. Let's do that. Yeah, we could talk in October for sure on that. And maybe, well, I'll try to speak to you before that because I've got some other ideas I'd like to speak to you about. But at the end of this, after you finish, everyone should know that in the middle of the show and at the end of the show, I'm going to repeat all that information extremely slowly, how to reach her, Dr. Wren. Dr. Wren, we've
got
about
2 minutes.
And also
let everybody know that I am on LinkedIn and I am a master event coordinator when it comes to holistic workshops. So I am available for that as well.
Yes, that's what I want to speak to you about because I'm involved with that too. Okay, you've got about a minute and a half to 2 minutes. Your last minute thoughts. I usually ask people to motivate our listeners for anything that you think is pertinent on what we've been talking about.
Say that again. We have a minute and a half for what?
Last minute thoughts. Anything you want to motivate our listeners about? Anything that
last minute thoughts. Well, you guys know this, that I recommend that you always do who and what you love.
Good. Okay, is that it? You have another minute if you want to say anything else to encourage people and motivate them, if you'd like. Otherwise, I'm going to let you go because I know you're rushing all over the place today. You still there?
I'm complete, Bobby. Thank you. I'm really grateful to be here again for the third time, and I'm looking forward to the fourth.
We will. We'll talk about that. I want to talk to you about events and about what's going on in West Coast. Also, the next guest will be on. You won't be able to hear him because I know you're probably rushing, but I will let you know, and I'll have him email you or I'll email or call you. It's a thing in Denver, Colorado, October the 9th and 10th, put together by Nathan Crane. He was an up-and-coming young man. He's younger than you, believe it or not. And he's doing lots of great shows online and live on cancer, on health, on everything. And this one's going to be about motivation, about a lot of good things. And in fact, I'll give you the information right now, or do I have it here handy? So I'll let you go. You got to get going. So thank you very much for being on the show, and we'll talk again soon.
All right. Thank you, Bob and Sanchez.
All right. You did a great job. Thank you. Okay, that was wonderful. That's Dr. Wren, America's sweetheart on holistic health. She is on TV shows. She's in New Jersey. A lot of new listeners are in New York. I'm going to give you her information very slowly, how you can get a hold of her. I would have asked her to give a phone number, but I didn't. But here's how you can, if you don't have a computer, get a friend to check out. It's not only a webpage, but it's an email. It's kind of confusing how it is, but that's what it is. She's very up to date on how to do these kind of things. It's here's how you can reach her online. And I'm going to read this slowly. Doctor, that's Dr. D as in dog, R as in Richard. Wren, R as in Richard, E elastic, N as in Nancy. At Lauren Lorino, I'll spell it out slowly. L as in Larry, A apple, U-turn, R Richard, E elastic, N Nancy. Last name or last other name is Lorino. I'll spell it for you. L Larry, A apple, U-turn, R Richard, I is Isabel, N is in Nancy, and O is in Oscar. Reach her that way, and you can also, on that website, I believe, you can get any videos of any kind of health problems that you have. So you have free access to free health advice, medicine, holistic health, and what you can do about certain things. And then you can contact her if you'd like. She's in New Jersey, but she's in right now she's in New York City. She goes back and forth all over the East Coast, mostly New York City and New Jersey and the whole the tri-states. But she goes all over the country. As you heard her say, she's going to be going to Santo Domingo soon. She'll be in California in October. She is wonderful. And okay, let's get to our next part of the show. And I do want to say this, though. If I have time at the end, I want to go over gluten. I want to go over why it's bad and what you can do to avoid it, and some of the things that are going on with gluten and other things, and some of the foods you can eat to help you with your journey to better health as far as gluten is concerned and other things. All right, let's get to our next guest. Is Stefan Rudolph, and he is a marketer. He's now working on a wonderful, wonderful thing. He's a marketing manager for the Enliven Living Conference. And this is going to be in Denver, October 9th and 10th. We're going to repeat that if you can get it. And you can check online with him. He'll give you his information. He is a wonderful young man that's does a lot of great work, and he's been through so many terrible obstacles like alcohol and a few other things, and he's overcome them. And we're going to talk today. He was today or yesterday, he was on the bicycling, and we're going to talk about exercises. We're going to talk about how you can stay alive, healthy, how you can live longer through all the things that we're going to talk about. That's so important because that is what this show is all about, living healthy and living long. Welcome to the show, Stefan.
Hey, Bobby. Welcome again. Yeah, I appreciate it. That was a great talk with Lauren there. That was awesome. And your show is always great. We've been doing this together, almost 2 years now, right, Bobby? And it's been, it's been a great journey because we've been helping others. And yeah, just like you mentioned, that's my goal in life is to help others and kind of tell them what I've been through, what it takes to overcome these obstacles through the power of positive thinking. And with this Enliven Living Conference coming up, and what we're doing for others out there, October 9th and 10th in Denver, there's going to be a huge turnout with many doctors speaking. I would definitely like to talk to Lauren as well. She sounds like a perfect fit, and it's great to hear her story about that, about just the medication and her thoughts and different events that she has coming up. That was awesome.
Right, and I'll give you all her information, or I'll contact her or let you contact her either way. If not today, tomorrow, because I'm running after this show is over. But I'm making a note right now to call you. You can call me too. You know that anytime. You're wonderful. You do a lot of great work. Let me tell her.
Hit her up right now on her website, that laurenloreno.com. That's a great website as well, Lauren. And I sent her some information. So if you can contact her, that'd be great too. But we're just along the same lines as far as what she does as a nutritionist, a naturopath, and helping others. That's awesome.
Yeah, and her schedule permits, she would love to go there, I'm sure, especially if you and I tell her about it, too, because as she and I have talked about health shows, and as you heard us talk, but we're getting more and more into that and our friendship growing. Let me tell our listeners that, if you could tell our listeners very briefly some obstacles that you overcame, and then we're going to get into the whole thing of overcoming obstacles. I'll go first, you go next, after you give a quick talk about how you overcame your obstacles.
Yeah, definitely, Bobby. I've been in sales almost 20 years now, since 97. And, since this whole time when in sales and marketing, when you're traveling, when you're seeing people, you get in that lifestyle of the constant drinking, the socializing, as we call it. My life got out of control about, I'd say, 7-8 years ago. Can't really tell exactly when, but it started spinning downhill. And what had happened to me was an occurrence that I'm glad now when I look back on it, but after a DUI, after an accident, after everything just crumbled so quickly, I developed the strength through different authors, through events that I went to, through radio shows like yours, Bobby, and just surrounding myself with more positive, better people, because you are who you surround yourself with, as Lauren talked about, and also we are what we think about, and creating those affirmations and thoughts, and Dr. Wayne Dyer is a big influence in my life, but just basically what you think about, you bring about. And from that point forward, I saw that it was not sales I needed to be in. It was basically telling my story. And I have a book coming out next year called Barstool Knowledge. It's barstoolknowledge.com. It's a website. And that's based on the inner voice within us and hearing this voice and listening to it, the intuitive voice that comes out and says, you shouldn't be doing this, or the negative energy that we feel if we get around the wrong people or the wrong crowd. And that's really along the lines of who I've attracted in my life and how they've attracted me and vice versa. Because just thinking about that gives those positive affirmations out there, the positive energy to bring these people into your life and to live a better life. And like we discussed too, Bobby, as far as the negative thoughts and the negative events that happen into our life, the way I got rid of them was by being thankful for them and being thankful that they occurred, whether it was a DUI, an accident, people leaving, you know, any type of incident in my life. I just started looking back and being thankful, and that's what really changed my life for the better.
Yeah, that brings up something that I went through a few months ago. Somebody hit the front of my car, and it ruined the engine, the transmission especially, and the car is pretty much dead. And I was injured to some degree. I'm going over the injuries now, rehab and therapy, and I'm okay. So it's just, you know what? I got somebody at my door. I'll let you go on.
Dr. Lorena had a great influence of what she had to say. Is that not everything is for everybody. I was actually in pharmaceutical sales for a couple years in early 2000 for one of the major pharmaceutical companies, and I saw that happening as I was selling medication like acid reflux as far as Prevacid, Prozac, Acifex, those medications, and I actually had those same issues. I had 3 endoscopies due to my diet, due to the stress in my life, everything that was going on. And she's saying that not everything is for everybody. And when we have new prescriptions that come out, new things on the shelves or new promotions that I was actually promoting and I was taking myself, basically you get on this medication, you get the prescription from your doctor, and you think, well, when do I get off of this? And doctors will always say, well, you just be on it for the rest of your life. And that's what just changed my thoughts, was like, well, why don't I do something about it? What am I intaking? What am I eating? What am I drinking? Who am I surrounding myself with? And basically it came down to those main areas as far as eating fast food, not getting enough sleep, alcohol in every event I went to, drunkenness, hangovers, and having those feelings again of just waking up in a blurred fog state, I call it, like a fog that just won't go away. And selling those medications, and after 3 endoscopies and keeping on that medication, I finally just said, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Enough is enough. And that's when I changed my medicine. I changed my medicine to basically holistic healing and started watching what was causing the acid reflux, watching what I was doing to myself, watching how much either I was working out or wasn't. And within 2 years, I was off that medication. And also, like we talked about, Bobby, in the past, with my epilepsy as well. I've had 20 years of epilepsy due to a high school football injury. And after brain surgery as well, May 9th of 07, I had brain surgery. The medicine and the surgery itself did not cure it. So that goes back to her point about paying attention to what was causing it, what I was eating, what was going on. When I cleaned up myself helped me clean up in general. My mind, body, and spirit is what I went through, a cleansing factor, and got rid of the epilepsy on my own, got off medication, and through holistic healing, prayer, meditation, and surrounding myself with more positive people like you, Bobby, it's basically gone and done for. And so I'm here to pass on that message and help others as well.
Good. I want to also talk about how you – first, I have some things to tell you about, but I want to – a little later in the show, towards the end, we want to talk about your friendship with Nathan Crane, how you met him, and how you're working with him now on this big Enliven conference coming up. But I want to ask you this. You were talking earlier yesterday or just earlier today about – exercise, because you were bicycling, and let's talk about that. Let me say something first, though. If you're older, if you're anybody, even 30 years old, you got to get out and move that body to keep healthy. Move the body if you can, and I advise three things in exercise. One is swimming. Next one is power walking, which I do every day, and another one is dancing, because you're moving fast, especially a fast dance. Plus, you're just happy and you're having a good time with someone and your partner. And it's just, it used to say that aerobics was the best thing. And more and more, we all began to say and overcome that and say, no, these three things are better. Because the idea is for good exercise to perspire and get your heart to beat. And when I walk fast for half an hour, nonstop, my heart beats. And I exercise, I sleep like a baby, and I got my great exercise for the day. I do that every day. When I can, I go swimming. And of course, I dance. I'm a dance instructor. So I'm busy doing that. I stay active all day long. And yes, I'm over 50 years old. Big deal. I don't look at numbers, and I don't even talk about my birth certificate. I don't want to be put in a category. As far as I'm concerned, I'm a young man. In the morning, when I get up and wake up and look in the mirror and said, I am great. Today's going to be a great day. Today, I'm 30 years old. Yeah, I say that. And you know what? If I believe it, it's a large extent true. But let's get back to exercise. I mentioned some things that I do, and I would like your take on your adventure riding the bike and other exercises that you think we should tell people about, what you do and your advice to people on that. Go ahead.
Yeah, Bobby, that's a great point, because the idea of it in general is to do what we love. And my love itself is racquetball. That's how I met Nathan Crane. I played for years. And what I found, I also biked. I would bike to work and back for about 2 years straight, you know, and get a good exercise that way. But, you know, when I'd be running, it wasn't my forte. I didn't really click very well. You know, my knees were getting pounded. We have to find what we love and start doing it when it comes to health and fitness. And, you know, I mix in swimming sometimes. I do yoga, especially, is a big one now, too, and different types of just areas that I like to do as far as meditation, breathing. What you said, too, that the breath in themselves, what we do is, you know, just in general, we take these breaths naturally, of course, but if we start paying attention and through meditation as well, start inhaling for a certain amount of time, holding it, exhaling, there's a great, if you Google 49 breaths, there's a great source from a chiropractor that I go to actually here in Oceanside, and he talks about the 49 breaths. If you Google that, you'll see what this is all about, where people are doing 7 breaths in, you hold it and breathe out 7 times, you do affirmations, you do 14 breaths, affirmations, 14 more. So basically you're doing 49 breaths, and that's what really helped me to take this to the next level of overcoming the epilepsy, overcoming addiction, overcoming everything in my life that was bringing this negative energy. It's by slowing yourself down, slowing your mind down, and developing more with your spirit and paying attention to your body, because not anybody is everybody, I'd like to say, as far as, you know, we are somebody individually, but that main area comes from with our body. And we have to listen to our body, both mentally, physically, emotionally, and through spiritual techniques of praying, of meditation, whatever we choose, but just being aware and having that awareness of what's going on around us and being able to live a happy, healthy life.
Excellent. That's so true. Very well said. And you and I are big on that. And that's why I wanted to bring it out, because as I told you, and as you know, we're into healthy aging. We're into showing people how they can live longer. And just for our listeners, I'm speaking to Stefan Rudolph, a marketing manager, and of the up and coming conference, which he will talk about right next. And that's a big conference in Denver, Colorado, October 9th and 10th. And it's a lot of good things on that. I'll let him explain that. And that is wonderful. Can you explain that conference coming up and your part in it and what people, how they can, is there a way that they can see this online at all?
We have a website out there. It's called the Enlivened Living Conference. So the website itself is under Click for Growth. That's Click, C-L-I-C-K-F-O-R, Growth. So basically, you're going to click for growth when you go to this website and grow yourself. So click forgrowth.com, and that'll send you to the Enlivened Living 2015 Wisdom Keepers Conference, and you'll see all the speakers that are going to be there and how Nathan Crane and his team and our team here are bringing together basically world-class authors and experts, speakers, having panels, all kinds of great stuff as far as food, events, everything going on. And really just two of the intuitive, inspiring days celebrating your life, your health, and your highest potential to getting out there and growing. And that's basically also comes down to surrounding yourself with those people and coming into the realm that we know, you know, we have to pay attention to what we fuel ourselves with. And the analogy I like to take on is we would not put water in our car because it runs on gasoline. Well, we would not put gas in us, right? We'd die. Alcohol and other prescription pills, everything is like fueling ourselves with gasoline.
Oh,
and we're just trying to get by day, and it's not working in the society that we have. It's not, you know, prescribing ourselves health. There's only one way to prescribe it, and that's to do it yourself as far as paying attention. First of all, what's coming on, what's happening, being intuitive and aware of exactly, you know, what your body is telling you, and changing things up and surrounding yourself with better people.
Good, good. Now, there's three things I want to talk to you about. One is the event coming up. I want to let our listeners know that as per our discussion, you and I, because you're managing it, you're looking for people to come. The speaker that spoke earlier, Dr. Wren, I'll let her know about it because she and I are going to talk tomorrow. We've already talked about that and go over a number of things. She's becoming a friend, and she's just so wonderful. Young lady, only 33 years old, and she's already at her own TV show, and she's just all over the country and helping a lot of people. She's got videos on her online. She's just really enthusiastic, if you heard. I'm going to get her. I'm going to see if she wants to come to the conference as per our discussion. I have some other people I want to contact. Next week's guest on this show is Dr. Joyce Johnson, and I'm going to give you her information if I can find it here. I think I do have it. You can look her up also, and you want to send her something and let her know that I'll be calling her.
Okay.
Her information is, here's her website, wellnesscenterofamerica.com. And she is not too far from you. She's in San Diego. Yeah, I believe you're near Oceanside. But she's all over the country, just like our speaker earlier today, Dr. Wren. She speaks everywhere and on cancer, on health. She's going to be speaking about aging, longevity, and how telomeres can have a big part in that. Also, she's developed a real great test, along with the help of several other doctors. Like, of course, she's in charge. A test to show you how many years left in your life, supposedly, if you keep going the way you're going, and also what type of diseases you might contract. I think it's great because it probably is going to scare the hell out of a lot of people and get them to turn their life around. I think that is super. So that's one thing I want to talk to you about. My notes. Other thing I want to talk to you about is, one second here.
Well, just what you're saying right there. Yeah, that's basically the aspect of it, is coming into the right crowd, the right people, healthy aging, and just growing that correct way. I'm actually 44, and when people see me now, they think I'm 38, 39. When I was 40, I looked like I was 45. So I think at the rate I was going, I seriously would not even be here. I had that chance. Or if I was, right, I would be at least 50 pounds heavier, having all kinds of problems, like you said, related to maybe diabetes, everything else that was going wrong, that high sugar diet, you know, the high fast food diet, the alcohol, everything else was causing. So just more awareness, and I've actually grown younger. You know, I've grown spiritually, but also physically, and I've lost close to about 50 pounds in itself, from 220 to 175 now, and body fat has gone down to everything, and that's really based on surrounding myself with better people and a better positive outlook in life.
Yeah, and I want our listeners to stay tuned to me. You're welcome to listen also and make a comment if you like. At the end of the show, I'm going to talk about a gluten-free lifestyle and the foods you can have to combat gluten and wheat and so forth. But also, I'm going to give a few more, just a motivational talk for just a few minutes on healthy lifestyle for aging, which includes exercise, and you and I, as Stefan and I just talked about it. Also, a great diet. We're going to talk about that. And the thoughts that you have in your mind, which we've talked about numerous times, Stefan and I. And what I'll mention, all those three things, and then you're welcome to give me your take on that when we come to the very end of the show. But anything else that you want to bring out to our listeners regarding yourself, your work, Nathan, the conference, or in general about an encouragement for older people to change their lifestyle and be stronger and just do it.
Yeah, that's exactly where this Elder Corps Wisdom Conference is focused on, the baby boomers, the 55-plus community, and what we have to look forward to in the latter years of our life, and not taking it like it's a retirement in a negative way, like, okay, I'm just waiting to die. Some people get that way, like, now what? It's not now what anymore. It's like, what now can I do to live a better life? And the Wisdom Conference itself, it's at the Mile High Church campus in Lakewood in Denver area for the 2 days. They're going to be speaking about that. But what we have to do, to answer your question on there, is really change our aspect, our view on life about these things that are happening to us, being more aware of the medication we're taking and what's going on because of that medication. Because I know after you're 40, 50 especially, you have been or you currently are on at least 2 to 3 prescriptions for something that has been affecting you. And not creating that awareness, just saying, well, I've got some stomach pains, I better go to the doctor, and he or she prescribes a prescription for you with just about 10 minutes of, you know, listening to you, 15 minutes, because they have 20 more patients waiting out there. We need to go to more holistic doctors like Dr. Lauren there and pay attention to writing our diet down and what's going on. I mean, it's 90% of it is prescribed by us. And then things go wrong, and we go to get a prescription, but not asking the true doctor, the doctor within, I like to call it, our doctor, to, you know, mm-hmm. pay attention. What I just drank some Coca-Cola. I had too much sweets. I had candy. I had beer, alcohol, yeah. Anything that is going on, more awareness, and then prescribe ourselves that health.
Wow, that's great. Okay, this sounds good. Let me take a couple minutes to talk about gluten-free diet and things that you shouldn't eat. I have a list of things I wanted to mention. You're welcome to give me your take on this after. And then before you leave, I want to give you contact information for you and for the upcoming conference, which you said is for people 55 and over, of which we have a number of people in this audience. So we're going to keep them posted on this conference, how they get more help. And I know some of our older people tell me that they don't have a computer. So at the end of the show, you can talk about how they can call or listen to something, or like on this, let me give the number out now. The number has been changed. We have people, and I'm always letting people know that if they don't have a computer or laptop, it's all right. You can still hear this show on a phone. And the phone number I'm going to give you is been changed. It was a 712 number. Now it's 605-562-5119. One more time. Area code 605-562-5119. Keep your pen and paper handy. We have more information to give you always. Let me say something about gluten and then give you, as we're winding the show down, basics on gluten. It's a wheat free is what you need to eat. Don't eat any wheat. And some people say that a gluten-free diet is a cure-all for everything. Not quite, but pretty close. A gluten-free diet has helped people that had gastrointestinal problems, the disease, distress, excess belly fat, and other of those type of things. So you don't want to have wheat. You go to stores now, and in fact, major stores, Stefan, have you noticed that now they're saying no gluten? A lot of products are saying that because it's true.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want to have that. So anyway, let me read you some more things that I have for a gluten-free diet here. Weight loss, it's also good for weight loss. It's so good for so many diseases. It helps you sleep better. Canker sores. If you stay away from gluten, you won't get any of these. You'll get a number of things. And let me see if I have here a list of the things. Also, you can lose your belly, and you can ward off disease, not only with gluten, but for walking, too, staying fit, staying exercised. It's also a good, you can also boost your brain power. That's very important. So here's some more steps to eating better. First of all, I'm going to give you the three areas that we cover a lot of this show. Actually, there's four or five, but I'm going to give you some basics on, and then I'd like to have Stefan give his thoughts. I'll say the exercise for last. You have any more on that? But first one is a diet, what to eat. Stay away from genetically engineered foods. Stay away from gluten. Stay away from sugar. Stay away from salt. It's not good for the heart. And fried foods. And instead, try vegetables, organic preferably. Fruits, again, organic preferably. Beans, black beans, pinto beans, red beans, kidney beans. Really outstanding. Brown rice. Stay away from any rice unless it's brown, because anything that's white is not good. White bread, white rice, flour tortillas, flour of any kind is no good. Stay away from that. Drink lots of water. Every day you should have a lot of water. It keeps you regular. It cleans you out as you go along. Lots of water, and it's very, very essential and very important. Take it with you. In the summertime, you really need more because it's hot. and you need to, you know, dehydrate yourself, hydrate yourself. So that's, those are important things. Now, the second one is the mind. We talked about this in the show a number of times, and so has Stefan, and how be grateful for what you have, not what you don't have, and be happy. And people that are happy live longer. How have you been happy? Do the things you want to do, your dreams, your love. Go to the lake, go to an ocean, go to the forest, go to a park, go to where there's trees. Take your shoes off and walk and look at the birds and the squirrels and the animals and the dogs and the cats. I love animals. I love little children. I love the sound of children. And another thing you can do for yourself, and buy a CD with music, soft music. Buy a CD with birds. Buy a CD with waterfalls. Listen to those, and that will help you in that. And the final one is exercise. And I mentioned earlier the three that I recommend to people are power walking, swimming, and dancing. But you could add bicycling, unless you're an older gentleman and have a prostate problem, be careful. There's a certain thing you can do for that. So exercise is, keeps that body moving, keeps the heart going. Your quick thoughts on that, and then we're going to give you the contact information, Stefan. We've only got a few minutes.
Yeah, great point. Great point, Bobby, because it's the gluten. I had an issue back in February for the first time noticing what it could do to you. I've been healthy almost 3 years now, completely changing my life, and I've been cutting out certain things, fast food, of course, certain foods, and it came across that I got up one day back in February and met for some breakfast. I had a bagel personally, and when I had that, I was so full of energy before. When I got up, I'm talking, everybody's like, you know, we're brainstorming on growing the business and getting the event going. And what happened was within about an hour after eating that bagel, that the gluten itself and what happened to me, people were like, are you okay? And my good friend asked me, dude, are you having a seizure? And I go, what do you mean? He goes, something like, you're real slow and you're sluggish. And what happened? I just paid attention because it was the only thing that I fueled myself with that morning was water and a bagel. And I completely changed my aspect on, wow, this can really hurt you, you know? And there was a great book by William Davis that I had on Audible. I listen to a lot of books and health and fitness, and it's called Wheat Belly. And Wheat Belly describes that, yes, about bagels and different wheats, and that's from, yes, William Davis. And he really helped me become in tune more of what I'm fueling myself with and what gluten can do to you. But you mentioned too, Bobby, about hydration, and that's another area where some other good books about, you know, how much water you should intake and, right, staying hydrated, because that does affect your mind. It does affect the way you see things, the way you feel. And you can't become in tune with anything going on around you. And we wonder why these kids these days have this ADHD, ADD, all kinds of stuff. And a lot of parents, unknowingly, it's not that they're bad parents, but unknowingly are brainwashed by these ads and advertising to say, eat this yogurt, eat this, you know, healthy stuff, healthy mix, healthy cereal, healthy breads. They all have gluten in them. And these kids, right, become sluggish. Yes. They become, you know, ADD with red dye 40, with different mixes in these foods. And ADHD, and they think, well, we got to prescribe medication, right? And that goes back to, yep, the medication part. And all of a sudden, kids are on three medications by the time they're 13 and having bipolar disorders, and we wonder, what's going on? How do I cure this? And it's like, you got to start within, right?
Excuse me, Savan, we got to finish up. Could you give your contact information, please, and read some of the essentials slowly, please?
Yeah, once again, it's Stefan Rudolph, and I am basically a marketing expert and also web design, online marketing, those areas. And my website itself for my business is eservicefindernetwork.com, eservicefindernetwork.com. I'm also with the Enliven Living Group and helping them with the marketing of their great event coming up here, what we're going to have the speakers out there. And the best link for that to go directly to the site is clickforgrowth.com, clickforgrowth.com, and that'll shoot you over to the Enliven Living Conference 2015 page there in the Mile High Church campus in Lakewood. And I'm Stefan Rudolph. You can call me, text me anything you want if you have any questions. 760-215-2337, 760-215-2337. A good email address is srudolph@stefanrudolph.com. That's S. Rudolph, R-U-D-O-L-P-H, at S-T-E-F-A-N-R-U-D-O-L-P-H.com.
Okay, the music's going to come on in a minute or two, so I got to wrap it up. Thank you so much, Stefan, for being here, and you're always doing a good job. It was a great show on our part and the earlier show, too. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Bobby, it's always great talking with you and helping others, and we look forward to hearing back from other people. And if there are other people out there looking for booths to do speaking events, definitely contact me on the speaking events. We're looking for speakers, vending booths we have open in those areas. So any businesses out there looking to get up there and speak, talk about their products and services, definitely hit me up.
Yes, and one thing I want to say on that, those of you who are listening, call me first if you can, and I'll get you to, you can call Stefan, but call me first and let me know you're listening to the show, and we'll help you get a good booth. I'm involved with this too. Okay, so thank you to everyone. Thank you. Next week, Dr. Joyce Johnson is going to talk about telomeres, longevity. It's one of the best shows you'll ever hear about living older and avoiding diseases. Thanks to the New York crew. Thanks to our producers here in LA. Thank you for listening.
Day by day. That someone somewhere will soon make a change. We all a part of God's great big family. And the truth, you know, love is all we need. We are the world. We are the children. We are the world. Yeah.